See, we're going to have to start picking up some of them Spaniards. Get somebody to come blow the leaves. Have a leaf blower. Have a leaf blower party.
Okay, so enough of our profound jibber-jabber. Oh, it says, so you have sent the John Mack post, I guess his video.
Yeah.
And they're saying it's long.
We resent it. No, don't do it. Don't worry about it. That's not for everybody. They just had a earthquake, so it's going to get a little testy here. And,
Where's the earthquake? Where?
Come on, Bob. In Antarctica.
Antarctica, where you are. Yeah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's not nice. That's not good. A lot of bases down there that link with the cosmos. What?
It linked up, and it's never mind. There you go.
It linked.
See, Carolyn, he drags us into this shit. We try to say a little something, just one little thing, and then he goes to pig. He needs to go to work. He needs to go to work at the seafood restaurant, and let's give him about 100 pounds of crab, and let him pick the meat out of the crab, break all the shells, crack them open, and pull all that delicious stuff of meat out for everybody to enjoy. He won't eat it. He won't eat it. He won't touch it. He don't eat graving things. You know, he don't eat things that comes out of the water like that. But he can pick it out. He'd be the best crab picker that ever was. A cotton picking crab picker.
Well, Carolyn would have done it. She would have taken over. Right, Carolyn? You would have eaten
the crab, Carolyn. When you threw it in the floor,
You threw it on the floor.
You guys are so weak.
About what?
Your comedy
routine. This is not the comedy. This is science.
You were supposed to be practicing. I mean, practicing
what?
All you do is go to pornography.
No, that's science.
Like
that's science, you dumb scientist. You dumb scientist.
You better get to work.
We did enjoy the earlier post, Carolyn, where they came in and they said, "I can't hear anything. Unmute me so I can hear." That was
okay.
Funny. And then they couldn't see, so we decided it was hand signals for the blind portrayed by the resident mute.
Okay, let's see. Do you have something to say, Jack? Probably been
Samara.
Okay, make your phone legible.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yay!
What's up, Bob?
That's almost clear.
Nothing's up.
Nothing. He don't know nothing. Bob don't know nothing. He ain't seen no papers. He don't know about anything that's impending. He hasn't seen any tractor trailer and train loads of stuff moving into the Walmart parking lots anywhere. He don't know anything about the way they're surfing the wagons and getting all the FEMA cramps cages all set up to hold the people. He don't know anything about them details. He has nothing to say. He has nothing to worry about. And he understands that once he goes into the bunker and they shut the door, that'll be the end of that conversation. So that's all he knows.
Okay. So hurricane that's about to happen in New Orleans. How following this hurricane early?
You mean Erna? That's how Bob says it. Erna. No, Bob says it's Erna. He don't know how to talk right. So he don't think it's kind of like an auntie, it's like an aunt, it's an auntie, an auntie. Or if you go to church, they have an usher, but in the right church, they call them an usher. So Erna. It's an Erna. Erna's coming. And it's going to be a 5, not a 4, a 3. Get this. 16 years ago today, in a few minutes, they had a Category 3, which busted the levees. And blowed out the Ninth Ward and got rid of all the poor people in New Orleans. Now, isn't it interesting that the French Quarter, the French Quarter is at sea level. It's higher than anything else in New Orleans. Everything else is in a hole. So when it hit, then it took out all of the poor people. That's all it was supposed to do, and it works. It worked out really good. It's really nice. It's not a very nice place to be yet, but they do have a lot of old magic. Now, old magic you can't get rid of. Because, see, if something tunkalo poison, it do. If it tunkalo poison, it do. So you have to learn how to balance it with nature. That has to do with keeping your salt right. That's why Karen's got you drinking salt to keep the hoodoo off of you. You don't know that. Mm-hmm. She don't tell you. And some stuff she don't have to tell you. It's a hypocrite's oath. She took the hypocrite's oath, so she don't have to tell you. Okay, so now the lub rum that you're going to deal with, it's called lub rum. Lub rum is a condition, not like throwing the chicken bones, but they can't stop the storm. It actually drew the storm because you got to have wars and rumors of wars. You got to have pestilence. You got to have people dying. You got to have winds blowing water. You got to make the Mississippi, You got to make the Mississippi River go in the other direction.
Yeah.
Where does that come at? Where does that end up? Is it end up?
I don't know. Los Angeles?
I'm not sure. Better look that up. Where is the ending of the Mississippi River?
Ending of Mississippi.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Ending of Mississippi River. The Gulf of Mexico?
Yeah, but where exactly?
Lake, from its source, Lake Itasca?
Pontchartrain.
Who?
The Pontchartrain.
Pontchartrain, what's that?
The city right above
Pontchartrain, Lake.
The lake right ahead of, right in front of New Orleans.
It dumps downstream of New Orleans.
Where at New Orleans?
The Missouri was ending at 100 miles downstream of New Orleans in the Gulf of Mexico.
Exactly right. Okay, good. Isn't that funny?
Hmm. Yeah.
We're going to see what Irma got to say about this year. Y'all better mark it down. Hey, Dustin, get your teacup. No. Get your teacup and catch some of that Mississippi water. It's coming your way, digger. Just get you a cup full. Don't get more than that, you greedy bastard. You got more than you deserve now. You get one cup. That's all you have. Ever give it to the rest of the people after you get your cup full. So that's good. Now he's like, oh, Lord, why is Ian going off so early? He ain't done nothing yet. We still mad about last week. That's what we still mad about. Don't worry about it. So, did that help you there?
What happened last week, Ian? What happened last week?
I'm so glad you asked. He got on for 2.5 hours going on and on.
Talking
about all these. No. If it had been on Wednesday, nobody listens to Wednesday. Who cares what he says on Wednesday? He could masturbate in silence. It wouldn't make any difference there. It's all the same. Nobody's there to hear. You can scream to the rooftop. Nobody's going to hear that thing. It's okay. The rest of them, they're just gone. They're like the brain, that the cranial inputs don't connect. So they're just talking about something, and then they have to reference it to something to do with Marshall McLuhan something, but they don't know what. They don't have connects. They're not sure who Lewis Carroll even was, but there's a rabbit hole somewhere that they're going to fall down. We're not sure. So, yeah, no, he got on Tuesday and went on and on and on and on, talking about how we agree, and then bantered all of his communist propaganda.
Where's Greg? We should bring him in, see if he has anything to say.
No! I wouldn't do that. You can do that later, maybe. Because he does show up to... Well, never mind. What he has to say doesn't matter, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. Just be easy with that. We're trying to get out. He's not on here.
He's typing.
He's listening.
Yeah, but he ain't listening.
He's got his porn going. He's got his porn going, trying to ease his savage mind. Yeah. Okay. So, now, Jackie, come on back. Come on, bring us back.
You're talking about tailgate.
Real good.
Greg couldn't have been on for 2.5 hours on Tuesday because the show's only 2 hours long. You're talking about tailgate, which Ion never leaves tailgate. He forces himself to listen to everything. So, therefore, you heard Greg going on and on. It's your fault.
And on. And on, and on, and on, and on, and on.
So, yeah. so Ion, is this hurricane, earthquake, however you want to call it, there's one in Antarctica, is this showing us a reference to the seventh seal being opened?
Yes. How clever okay. are you? We've only said it 15 times, so yeah. We only yeah, make but I mean, Bert read it. We make Jenny Bell quote it. She hates that. She hates the scriptures. She wants to take mm-hmm. her clothes off in the club. She don't want to take her clothes off here. No.
Okay. So, with the seventh seal being opened, does that have any reference to the pineal gland being opened more or having access to be opened more? Is there any reference there?
Okay. Wait 1 second. Bob, let's just have a little moment of lucidity here for a second. Hey, Bob.
Did you finally figure out what I meant 8 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. Bob.
What?
Okay.
Let's see
if Bob understood what you just asked, Jackie. If he does, then they know it's a non sequitur. We're good. But if he don't, then we're going to clean this up just a little bit. Hey, Bob, what question did Jackie just ask for context?
He asked something about the seventh seal.
Opening. Got it. We answered that.
But I didn't see what. But
answer.
What did he make? What did he connect it to? I didn't hear that.
Right. That's what we're trying to get. He did. But that's why we're trying to get, because it's just going to fuck up the notes. It's going to fuck up the show. Bert's going to be screaming. It's just going to be a mess. And it's brilliant what he asked. But we got to clean it up just a little bit, Jackie, so they can get the record. Nan doesn't put up with this damn scribble scrabble. She don't put up with it. No. Nan, that bitch ain't gonna have it. She won't have it. Yeah, she'll slap you in the next Tuesday.
She's so, a Stevie Wonder of Ireland. Or what's her name? Stevie Fleetwood Mac?
Nick.
Oh yeah,
Nick.
Stevie Nicks of the Seven Wonders. Stevie Wonder.
With,
yeah, it didn't work. Yeah, it's Black Life.
That's the blind one.
Mm-hmm.
So she's Stevie Nicks. Like blind mellow jelly, Bob. Do you remember blind mellow jelly?
No, I missed him.
Why don't you play blind mellow jelly? You got time to play zippy.
There's no such fucking idiot, okay? I knew every blues band. We never heard of him.
He didn't sing the blues. He sang rock and roll. Blind mellow jelly? Oh, Lord.
No,
see?
No,
so now you know who he is. So now you
blind
know
mellow
you know
jelly.
Don't do. Yeah, mellow jelly. Blind mellow jelly.
So we'll check that. But what are we doing with Jack? Sixth seal opening what? In relation to
seventh seal.
Seventh seal. Okay. Yeah. Ask your last question again and make sure Bob understands it and then we're gonna answer it. We got everybody's listening now because they think we're gonna say something. So they're sitting up out of bed and they're pouring them another drink. So they come run back and get it lined up. They done got nine crimes. They done got Tupac on nine crimes now. Trying to run it like that. The show is too long. Why not have you locked out in a couple of hours? You'd be wiped out. You have your head, but you don't want to know where your head is. You see, that's the problem. Okay. Yes, okay. Sterling. Yes, this is Jermaine's nigga. Yeah, this is Jermaine's nigga. Yes, it is. That's right. Okay, now go ahead. Ask your question again.
Okay, so the first question started with the earthquake happening. I mean, the Antarctica and then the hurricane happening in New Orleans. And I talked about it being a representation of the seventh seal. And I said, yeah. And then I asked, is there any correlation with the seventh seal being opened and the pineal gland now opening?
Correct.
That was my question.
Now, Bob, do you understand his question?
Did you say that the pineal gland of everybody is opening?
Yeah, I mean, I guess everyone's pineal gland is it being able to be open now? It's a time where it does open.
No, just those that are signed up to pay the $30.
Oh, Sterling says, I woke up in the whorehouse one time. I came in one Tuesday. I fucked one goat, and I'll never hear the end of it. One time on Tuesday.
That was fun. That was rich. Mm-hmm. Well, which I ever came in on Tuesday, yeah. No, yeah.
We stay out of his house, and he's supposed to stay out of ours, but it didn't go real good last time.
But the apparently there is a blind mellow jelly.
No shit! No shit! Yeah.
It was part of Sanders, Sanford and Son. Right? Sanford and Son?
That was on Sanford
and Son. One time.
Yeah. I want my daddy's records. I want my daddy's records.
Yeah, he's putting on an old record, 1946, in the video.
Right.
Very old.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, dog. Ooh. In them strands. Watch the change up. Watch the change up.
Because it's half step coming up.
No, we don't modulate. When we picking and grinning, Bob, you don't modulate.
This guy's been listening to Beefheart. Anytime soon. That was excellent. There's always, always a new blues guy. I know. There's always a new blues guy to find out about. So we thank Heather, I think it was, who posted that. Nice guitar there. A couple of nice half-step modulations and two cool change-ups. I mean, too cool. T-O-O. Change-up that was just too cool. Susanna says he's doing some mean licks. Well, it was actually subtle licks on the guitar. And called the turnaround, Bob. Oh, here we have a music expert here. M. Something's called the turnaround. Put a fucking subject in your sentence, or fuck's sake. What's called the turnaround? The half-step modulation or the change-up? We got a turnaround here. Talk to me, guitar. But Blind Mellow Jello is pretty good, says Susanna. And says, let's get back to the connection to the seventh seal, the pineal gland. Well, Blind Mellow Jello is part of the connection, Susanna. Come on. Oh, Q-Babe, Sterling Q, he's entered the phone lineup, so we'll see. He's ready to go with toe-to-toe with Susanna with backup from Ion. Okay, so what do we do? Back to the point. The pineal gland, we have to establish is why is the jacket generalizing it to everybody's pineal gland? What's that about?
Hey there, Dick. Yeah, I'm here. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm generalizing it. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, we're on this path to ascension. We're ascending every day. There's things happening in our world today. You know, we're in Revelation. Ion talks about it. We talk about the seven seals. And then from the seventh seal, it represents the seven trumpets. Trumpets back in office. Everything is aligning right now. So if everything's aligning, I want to know or understand what's happening to the pineal gland. And now we're at the seventh seal and these things are happening. Because obviously when the pineal gland opens, you know, there's some cool shit that can go down. So I want to know more about that process of the pineal gland opening.
Yeah, but are you talking about it for you or for some nebulous mass consciousness?
Well, for Jack.
Right, we'll just talk.
Jack's the God. It's all for Jack. It's all for me when I ask.
Yeah, everybody. Well, me and everybody else that's everybody. I mean, I'm not trying to generalize it and make it a personal thing because I don't want you to kick me off. But I just, you know, thank you, Carolyn. But I just want to know that the represent or the correlation between the seventh seal and the pineal gland opening. Like, what is that process? What's happening?
The earthquake. Well, you just linked it to earthquake and hurricanes. That's what's happening. It opened up the gland.
Okay, so once the pineal gland opens, then what? What happens? What does that allow us to...
That's below my pay grade. You'll have to ask Ion that.
What are you doing?
No, he's addressing me.
Ion, you still... Ion, you there? Ion.
Where the hell did Ion go? He's pissed off that Greg is there, I think. Preparing his ammunition. Nobody is better than me. Number one, East St. Louis. Oh, Ion was muted. Must have got dropped out. Okay, there's Ion.
And that's the answer of how it connects the pineal gland once it changes. Perfect. You got it all now. Good.
No, yeah, what I said. We didn't hear it. Does that matter?
Sorry. Well, when you do hear it, it don't matter. Okay, so we'll give you this much. We ain't doing it all again. We've been doing this whole time since we blew the turbo bridge, so sorry about that, all that. Okay, so now, here we go. Once the pineal gland opens, there's a part in the middle. The pineal gland is like right behind your nose. If you went and took an ice pick through your nose, that's what you'd run into. And on each side of the lobes of the brain, there's a process that makes spinal fluid. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the cerebral cortex. Carolyn can go it off to there, but you ain't trying to hear all them damn words anyway. You don't care. What happens is the pineal gland opens and you stop producing spinal fluid and you start only producing synovial fluid, which has a different viscosity. So it'd be like It'd be like taking water out of the pool and filling it up with a orange juice or a light syrup. The consistency is very different. They're different, you see. So therefore, it's like, gotcha. So it's not so good. You just have to get used to it. You have to get used to the new position. And you do.
Okay, so, well, the synovial fluid has something to do with ascension, right? With the body changing in the blood and all, and the bones and shit, right?
Mm-hmm. The earth is changing. The earth is changing. And you're in the earth. And if you're going to live here, you're going to change. And if you don't change, you're going to be like Greg Duffy. You're not going to make it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so we're getting synovial fluid in our body, and it's the representation of a body changing. And does that have anything to do with the lamb's blood? Are blood changing as well?
Your blood becomes like a lamb's blood, yes.
Okay. So with the pineal gland opening, that process has begun as well. My blood becomes like the lamb's blood.
Yeah, that's correct. The first telltale sign of it is you drop any your Rh factor, positive or negative. You drop that. That goes away. And then the next step is it starts to change. You have new blood types. Carolyn's got the new blood types, too. All that's mapped out. I mean, it's boring now because that's just old shit. So then you got that done, and then the AL2SO4 starts kicking in more and more and more, and then you won't notice. See, those things that we talk about, you don't really notice. You won't notice them because everything else is going to be going to the shit house. So, you know, in the shit house rules, where when you have the shit house rules and you ain't got no Wi-Fi, it really doesn't make any difference what you think about it because you've got nothing. You got no Googler. You got no Googler to verify your ineptness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ion, will everybody be getting the swimmy head?
They already are. They just don't
Yes, it's it. Crazy. I've noticed that me and Jermaine have been getting, like, really dizzy and shit lately. I'm very, like,
That's right.
lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so going back to the seventh seal, it talks about...
Leon, they're not water holes, they're water hoses. Hoses. Like the Hoosiers from the Hoosier State, they're water hoses, not water holes. Sorry, go ahead. We have them collected as we go.
Okay, so the seventh seal, it talked about heaven being silent for in half an hour. What is that? What representation is that going to be in, like, our, in you know?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. You won't, you will. Let me tell you this something. Peggy Biggin, you will not enjoy that. You will not enjoy that.
But it's to come, though. It's coming.
You don't want us to engage that, because we can make it... You don't want us to engage that.
Okay. All right, well, we don't have to engage
that. If nobody had ever said amputation, you would have never had to have anything cut off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, we don't have to talk about that, dude.
Yeah.
So...
Now that's total fucked up biology said that. We're honoring Dr. Carolyn Dean and chocolate restructures. That's what we're doing. And flora refresh. Ooh! You want to have a swimmy head.
Chocolate restructures,
spray, Spray your ass with some tropical refresh. Put it on your hootie. Put it on your hoo-hoo. That'd be nice. It'd be good. Put it on your hoo-hoo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So since we're not going to talk about the heaven sounding for 1.5 hours, I want to talk about, well, we talk about the seven seals, which refers to the seven trumpets. It says the seven trumpets, the kingdom of God is declared. What does that look like? What does the kingdom of God being declared look like or feel like?
It's right now. It's what's happening right now. That's what's being declared right now. God's going to run this. God is in charge. Remember the song? He played the song that God's going to run this kingdom. And you're God.
Mm-hmm.
Now go back. Go back to, you remember Sasha? Do you know who Sasha is?
No.
Do you know who Virginia Sanders is?
Ginny. Yeah. I know who that is.
Okay. Well, back in the day, several minutes ago, we went through this and we laid out the vow judgments, the churches, the thunders, the lampstands, all the different levels, and we've made them linear, lateral, not first stack of seven, second stack of seven. The first one, each one of those are in a line. And they worked out some details regarding that. And that'll help you solve your issue with the thunders, because you're tangling up the thunders and the seals.
Okay. Got it. All right.
Revelation 10:3.
Revelation 10:3. All right, I'm going to read that really fast.
And then Revelation 10:4-7. Oh, hell. You can go through 11 if you want to.
All right. I'm just going to read Revelation 10:3 really fast. And cry with a loud voice, and when a lion roareth, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Okay. So it's so when, okay, all the, we're at the end now. What's after this seventh layer? It's heaven on earth, right?
We go home. No. Stop. Heaven on earth. No. The earth goes to heaven.
Oh.
And home. Did they mix that up? Y'all still trying to get heaven to come down to you. But y'all gonna go up to heaven. But you're gonna take the, and they talk about that this is heaven. The earth realm is heaven. But we're gonna take earth to heaven.
Yeah.
So this becomes like a bag. This becomes like a luggage. The earth becomes luggage on your trip to heaven.
Got it. Okay. That's fun. Has anybody died from the Lambda variant yet?
No, we don't want to talk about that.
Okay. Does the Lambda have anything to do with the Lamb's blood? Is that why that's, you know, this new thing is coming?
It is a little funny that it's a Greek letter and represents the final stage of the blood shifting. It is kind of odd that that would apply like that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so, it is.
Just saying. So you can read between the lines.
Yeah. When is the Civil War going to start between the, cause, you know, you see like these trucks and army trucks and all these things happening.
God damn, what are you talking about? What are you, the fuck are you talking about? It's happening right now. It's in every Walmart parking lot in the United States of America right now. They line them up. The train's been running day and night. They ain't running no produce. They plowed all the produce up. They ain't making no canned goods because they ain't making no canned goods. Dead people need very few can openers. So they got all them trains running. Biden put all that money. Oh, Charlie, Bob's little friend, Charlie Munger, they fight, they beef a little bit. They in the bed together. You know that. They in the bed together. Just don't look, and you won't say nothing. But they bought all the railroads. I've been purchasing a railroad to haul all the tanks. So he bought the railroads and accesses. And now this is what's spewing out all this stuff. The cages and the places to put everybody that don't get vaginated. They need some vagination. They don't have no vaginas. They gotta have some vagination. They ain't got vagination, they're going in the cage. Put them in the cage.
What? They're going to put people that aren't vaccinated in a cage?
Yep. Democrats. Yep.
What in the fuck? That's crazy. So what's the best way to not be...
They're building them. They're shipping them.
So this shit's going to get ugly then. How do you stay out the way of that? I'm not getting fucking vaccinated.
Let me be back. How's that for backup?
It might potentially get a little testy on one or two occasions, Jackie. Maybe. It may
be. What do you fucking think the Armageddon is, Jack, for fuck's sake? The apocalypse. You've been using that term for 4 years.
Goddamn, it's the rupture. Bob's been preparing to rupture for all this time. Carolyn has stopped medical. She killed it off. She killed Big Pharma. She's trying to save it there. She killed medicine. She killed. Go buy some goddamn antibiotics. Go try to buy some antibiotics. They just won't give them to you because they ain't got none. Yeah. They're from China. China. China makes the virus and the antibiotics. They ain't got none. They ain't nothing happening here. It's not a good day. Smith-Klein is not happy. Okay, so Bob stopped school. So now everybody's an idiot. Now, they were an idiot before. Ezra Pound was an idiot. And everybody past Ezra Pound is an idiot. But now they found out they don't have to have 8 years of education or 12 years or 10, 20 colleges or something or go to Eton or go do something. They don't have to do that to be stupid. They can be stupid all by themselves without any proper training. So Bob killed all of academia. Yep. So everybody that's smart, now the people ain't with it. They're not with it. They're not with it. They don't even use words anymore because they don't have to because it doesn't matter. And then he stopped the banking system. He destroyed the Federal Reserve. They're going to get rid of that. As the little, you know, the little man on the ticky-tacky. The ticky-tacky, yeah. He had a ticky-tacky, and he said, well, there won't be any more IRS. What you going to do with that? What's gonna charge and collect taxes? What's going to do that?
Yeah.
See? Mm-hmm. So, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because Bob, in his spare time, earned money. He earned money. How the hell you earn money?
I earned money.
He got perfectly good money. And people got sacks up there. Poor people all day, every day. Oh, God, just send me a gold mine. Oh, God, let me be rich. Oh, God, give me some cashy money. Oh, God, give me some cashy money checks. I need some money checks. Give me money. Now, everybody's got money, and it ain't worth nothing. Still, nobody goes to work. Everybody's got more money than what to shake a stick at. Well, come over here and come to work for me. I'll give you money. Money? Hey, you lost your fucking mind. Who the hell wants money? Every time I go get my EBT card, I got $3,000 more. I can't put nothing else in the deep freeze right now. I can't even eat all this that I got. And you want me to go fucking work for money? That shit. You lost your damn mind. These people are crazy. What the hell you say this is that? What kind of damn sense is that? This is insane. Business owners, they're just borrowing money against their businesses that ain't making no money. To sell, okay, it goes back to the dot-bombs back in the day. When we have a business model where we don't have a product, we don't sell anything, we don't have any customers, and we're an IPO and we're worth $19 billion. We don't ever think we're going to turn a profit. Never. We're profit. We, our motto, our mandate, and our organizational charter is that we are against profit in all forms. But we're not a non-profit. Oh, no, no, no. No 501c3s here. No, baby. We're not going to do none of that shit. That's dangerous. Don't do that. But we not have any intention of making money. And we're going to sell them shares like they're going out of style. Wall Street's full of it. Full of it. Mm-hmm. Michael Milken, they put him in jail. Now he's running. Well, we better be careful. Goldman Sachs, we better be careful.
Yeah.
So, it's funny on social media, this fucking thing called the Crate Challenge happening. Like, it's everywhere. And it's funny that the Crate Challenge is happening now when there's no more food. Is that also a representation that people aren't saying, well, is the Crate Challenge because ain't no more food being produced or sent here to the country? Is that, like, why this Crate Challenge thing is going viral? It seems like everything's right in front of your face these days.
Yeah, and they lay it out in the book of Enoch. Chapters 57 through 68.
Okay.
That's what y'all get tangled up with. Y'all can never discern the difference between the connection between Elijah and Enoch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to talk about Daniel chapter 12, verse 10. It says, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. So, now, basically, this is saying that all the people that have been wicked, that have basically got the vaccine and went along with the media, like, they're going to be gone. The next step is ascension. We're going to Andromeda. Where are these people going? Like, when are these people going to start dying? Well, I'm ready for this shit to start happening so we can get on with this shit.
Daniel 12:11 through 12:12.
Okay. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,200 and desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 and 30 days. But go thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days.
Yep. You gotta count the days. When did the count start? What was Daniel trying to tell you?
I have no clue what he's trying to tell us. I mean, he says days.
Well, go back up to 9. Daniel 12:9.
And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end.
Mm-hmm.
What
many shall be purified, and black people will be made white and tried, but the wicked do like Bob wickedly, and none of the Bobs shall understand. So if you're following Bob, you won't know, you won't understand. But the wise man shall understand. See.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're waiting is from the time where the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be. That's when the clock starts. So you're going to have to play with that. We're not just going to answer it. You're going to figure it out. You got to do something, you know. Otherwise, you just lay it. You know what I mean? You got to actively participate in a loving relationship. If you just lay in there, if you're just a wet dish rag, there's nothing to that. You got to mix it up a little bit. So we got to get you to mix it up a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he talked about days.
That was pretty good, though.
Thanks. I mean, you talk about days, but there is no time. How do you figure out the days when there is no time? Because it could be right now.
Well, you look at, well, it is right now. When did the daily sacrifices stop? Oh, I don't have to pay my bills no more. Oh, I don't have to pay my rent no more. Oh, I don't have to go to school no more. Oh, I don't have to. I can be stupid like everybody else, and it don't matter no more. And all my, anything I get, the government pays for, and whatever, I don't have any cares. All I got to do, I got to have I'm poor as shit with $1,000 telephone, drinking $15 double mocha latte macchiato, flip-flop, dip that with the whipped cream on the top and two straws, and the Bourbon Street steak, and the natty light, and the squeaking in the styrofoam in the back of the truck. Yeah, they got everything you can want. Everything.
Mm.
And so you can stand at home and watch the Netflix and play on the Tiki Taki. That's all you got to do. That's all you have to do. So it's like, okay.
Got it. Okay.
But go thy way till the end be. For thou shalt rest. Thou shalt lay on your sofa till your eyes get big sores from sitting too low. Go to bed and sleep it off until the drugs got you so paranoid that you tweaking out the front window, and stand in thy lot in your cage at the end of days. Yeah, there you go. Perfect. That's perfect. You did it. You did that great. Your segue was banging.
Thank you. Wow, this is fucking. This is dope. I mean, it's not dope, but this is pretty fucking cool, actually. All this shit is lining up perfectly.
Hey, this is better. This is better than heroin.
Yeah, even though I never tried that shit. This shit better than weed, I tell you that. This shit better than weed.
Oh, wow, weed. See, weed ain't nothing to weed. I don't even know what that's all about. It's a bunch of crazy shit, but whatever. They get strung out. You get strung. You can get, Karen says you can get strung out on white sugar. Oh, sorry. We didn't mean to say that. Sorry. We don't, that's taboo. We don't talk about sugar on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, Carolyn, your chocolate protein is amazing. It's really good. We like it.
It is. Do you find it smoother? Well, I think it's smoother. Like when you mix
it's a little smoother, and it's not too sweet either. It's not as sweet as the vanilla. It has like a very,
the cacao takes the sweet. It eats up the sweetness because there's magnesium in the cacao. See, she's not going to use a cheap cocoa. She's not going to use the cheap stuff. She's never going to do that. See, that's the only part of capitalism we haven't got beat out of her yet, is wanting to use good product, good stuff.
Yeah, she definitely has. More and more people are, like, asking me about the RNA stuff, too. People are kind of getting
the last. Tell them, don't do it. Say, don't do it. Don't touch it. Don't order it. Don't get in line. Don't go to the website. Don't do none of that. Tell them it's too late. There's no reason to get nothing started. Just lay it down. Go lay it down. Go get you a long-term subscription to Fox Nation. That's all you'll get. That'll be good enough. That's all.
Yeah, that's funny, Ion. There's no reason to get started. My God.
Well, but then what happens is it turns around and says, Nina, what's wrong with you? You don't tell me what I can do. I'm going to order what the fuck I want to. I got no money, and I can pay with no money on this card right here that they give me for free. I can go buy what I want to. You don't run, man. You don't run nothing. You don't run this. And then next thing you know, they're on with Leon on customer service trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I'm going to get the RNA Recept formulas on the EBT. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, shit.
That's good. That'll work. They'll do that then. But you're going to have to raise the price, though, or make shipping be really expensive.
So
that'd be good on the EBT. Carolyn knows what EBT is. That's a Canadian coming out in her right there now. You can know that. Give me everything and then tell me what I can get.
Jack, we have to admit, Jack, the black people are such a losing race. They always show up after it's closed, when the country ain't open anymore, when the luxuries aren't available, when the healing products aren't available.
Yeah. But that's how it was designed almost. Black people don't get access to the information like everybody else.
They don't. So they show up. They're too busy fucking.
But I said we should be fucking, so is that why the black race is ahead of culture right now? All the white
ahead of culture? There's no damn culture around us. The blacks ruin culture.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. There's some mold spores. Their culturing.
If it wasn't for Zappa, who was influenced by black culture for a while, but he got smart and he improved a new relevant culture.
Yeah.
And on May 79, look it up, the Dinah Shore show, maybe around May 23rd, 1979, Dinah Shore Archive. You'll see Zappa arguing with Peaches and Herb about
Herb.
Black music
and
silly music.
Peaches and Herb,
yeah.
Yeah.
Look that one up, Jack.
Now, y'all,
what is it called again?
Long before Static Jesse Raphael. The Dinah Shore Show. It came on long before Static Jesse Raphael.
Right.
You know who Static Jesse Raphael is?
Before you were born.
You know who Static Jesse Raphael is with the red glasses?
Nah, I don't know who that is.
How about Phil Donahue? Remember Phil Donahue?
Phil Donahue?
He never heard that.
He's a media
that's
guy.
Marlo,
right?
That's Marlo Thomas's husband. Yeah. You know, Danny Thomas that done the Children's Home, the St. Jude's, The Jews done something, and he put his name on it because he was Armenian, and then they got married. Now, how about Mike Douglas? Do you remember Mike Douglas? At least you'll remember Mike Douglas.
Mike Douglas?
No, he doesn't.
Say no, Jack.
How about Arsenio Hall?
Hell yeah, Arsenio Hall.
Hey, Ion, here's a question. A higher percentage of our black brothers and sisters are not getting the vaccine, so they're going to take over.
That's what Brad's been saying. That's what Abbott Ray's been saying since before she become a Libesian woman.
So, Jack, you're going to be taking over.
That's what. That's what Terrence has been trying to tell y'all. That's what Tariq was reading about one time.
Yeah, Tariq, the black people ain't taking over, Carol. What do you think I am? I'm taking over, and I'll let a few former black musicians in Zappa's band indoors. But no black people in general.
Eartha Kitt can get it.
Yeah, Nina Simone, Eartha Kitt, they couldn't take it. They all quit. Whitney Houston,
you know what,
they all died.
They got all hooked on drugs.
Yeah. Is it Daniel 12:9 was the last one you did?
Yeah, Daniel 12:9 through
You know what kind of wood? 13, you know what kind of wood don't float? You know what kind of wood don't float?
Wood that don't float? I don't know what. Mm-hmm.
Natalie.
She died. She drowned.
She don't float.
Yeah, she drowned. She got drowned by one of her husbands.
Oh, shit.
Robert Wagner.
Yeah, Robert Wagner. That's exactly right.
And who watched them, Carolyn? That bad guy you don't like.
A bad guy that I don't like at
Chris?
All.
Chris? Is his name Chris? He's an actor. What's his name?
Terrible name.
He played in the movie Escape from New York.
Walken.
Oh, Christopher Walken?
Christopher Walken.
Walken, yeah.
Walken.
Who has that awful? Who has that awful pause? Every time he has to make a thought in the poem.
Who was that? Who did that?
Christopher Walken, I guess.
Walken.
Oh, okay.
Walken.
I don't remember that.
Hey, so Ion,
with
all this shit happening, where does chromosome 14 come into play? Should we be talking about chromosome 14 now, since the body is changing?
Oh, that's Hosea 1:10.
This eight basketball, for fuck's sake. You know, with number 14, should we be talking about number 14? Bring number 14 in.
Dribbling. Yes, we do. You're at dribbling, double dribbling, no double dribbling, no. I think double dribbling. People in here double dribble sometimes. When they can't hold their slobber in their mouth, they dribble a little bit. We have done it before ourselves, but we'd like to talk about it.
All right, Hosea chapter 1:10. Yet the number of children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered, and it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's what's happening. You've got enough sand now to build a sandcastle. You've got enough DNA. You've got enough people now to pull it off.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then shall the children of Judah and the children of Israel, apparently they're two different sets, Judah apparently is different than Israel. Can somebody help me there. Be gathered together and appoint themselves one head. We're not talking about a penis. We're not talking about the one-eyed monster. We're not talking about that. One head. And you're not trying to get head. You're not trying to give head. This is not that kind of head. We're not doing head. This is one body, head, brain.
Mm.
And they shall come up out of the land. So apparently you're going to be in the land, hiding from the people trying to put you in the unvaginated cage. For great shall be the day of Jezreel. Who's Jezreel, honey?
Jezreel?
Yeah.
Jezreel, an ancient city. Is that a city of Palestine?
No. You're not going to guess it now. Come on now.
Israel's sister. Jezreel is Israel's sister.
Oh, okay.
That's right. And don't forget Lomi. Don't forget Lomi.
Lomi. I don't know. What's Lomi? What is Lomi?
Look it up.
How do you spell it? L O M
L O A M M
I. Okay. Slomi is.
Please make sure. Please make sure that your answer is in the form of a question. Doody 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 do.
Who is Lomi?
Doody
Lomi
do.
Yes.
There you go. Thank you. Now we're connecting some damn dots.
Jose looks like he's black. Was he black?
What? What?
Everybody,
for God's sake, this is all we need. That's all we need now. Get some damn rumors started. Herbert W. Armstrong didn't have to deal with this kind of stuff. Now I'll just tell you that right now. It was just wasn't like that. You had to be right to get sanctified.
He's black though, huh? Hi on.
Looks like it. Don't tell T. See? Don't tell T. Because then Bird has to go whoop his ass again. Don't tell T. He'll get all stirred up. He's a little sensitive, you know.
Hey, so, are we going to hit this communism shit, or is Trump back to save the day? Are we going to get to the fact where...
Call it. You can call it any goddamn thing you want to. As long as everybody's starving to death, as long as the environment has gotten where that the water is poison and the earth is poison and the air coming over the earth when the rain melts the asphalt, and the cities are burning. Call it any goddamn thing you want to. Call it Life of Riley. Call it the Glory Land Way. That's what we've been saying. Yeah. All these people chipping about, how do I get under the bunker? How do I get this side? How deep a ditch should I dig? Listen, it ain't going to matter at that stage of the game. Go get you some split smoke, nigga. No. Go get you some Natty Light. Go get, you can be boozy. You can be boozy with, get you some Natty Light. Don't worry about it. Call it a day.
Okay, Jack. It's only fair. You start putting down communism, saying you're against it. We're going to bring Greg in to have you listen to his questions, interrogate you and your communist anti-communist.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
You can do that later. Do that later.
Okay, I'm going to play Ion here.
Yeah.
I'm going to play Ion. You asked me a question about communism there. Yeah, you asked me a question about that, Lord Suffering Cat, communism shit. Okay, you start asking me questions there, boy.
Oh, who are you talking to?
You, Jack. You're the one who said you were out to get communism. Greg takes that personally.
I didn't say I was out to get communism. I said, is communism coming?
No, you said communism shit. It's communism shit. Now, what do you mean by that? I'm asking you a question.
Communism is shit.
Well, why do you say that?
Because nobody has, you know, you don't have any freedom. You live in America to be free.
Oh, don't have any freedom. How do you know that? What freedoms are you talking about?
Freedom to do what you want to do, to work for yourself. Don't depend on the fucking government to give you.
So it's all about economics for you, right? It's like you're saying that people should be going without things just so that, which they obviously are in your society. You live in Los Angeles. You see lots of people that have nothing.
I don't live in Los
Angeles. What, do you say?
I don't live in Los Angeles.
Are you saying that because they didn't start some business?
I don't live in Los Angeles. I don't live in Los Angeles.
We know you used to live in Los Angeles. That's what he's saying.
Okay, I'm just saying, make sure you say it right if we're going to be talking.
Yeah.
Okay, so you used to live in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
And where do you live now?
Arizona.
Don't get distracted, Greg. Get into your point.
Okay. Well, how long ago did you live in Los Angeles?
Two and a half years.
It was 2.5 years.